When I in awesome wonder consider all the worlds thy hands have made, I see the stars, I hear the rolling thunder, thy power throughout the universe displayed.
Welcome, everyone, to another edition of Community in Depth. Guess who's here? Chaplain Gordon Gathright from Hastings Senior Health and Living. And it's always so fun to get caught up with him. How have you been?
Been good, Mo. It's good to be back. Good to be here.
Well, it is good to be here. So you informed me before we went on the air that you think we're going to have nicer weather still, but that, you know, you've battened down the hatches at the care center.
Absolutely. I think that the snow yesterday was a little bit of a surprise. Usually in the past when they've said we're going to have snow, we never do. This time we got snow. So I think that that happens from year to year. But I've been told that Thanksgiving week it's supposed to be warmer somewhere. I'm not sure how that's going to work, but I'll take it.
No kidding. So when the snow comes down, I know there's not a bad seat in the house because everybody has such lovely windows. And what's that like, the first snowfall of the year at the care center? Is it exciting for the people?
Oh, they love it. They love it.
Because they're inside.
Right, they're inside.
And they don't have to drive anywhere.
Right. Well, and then there's one or two. We have a couple of people yesterday who said to me, we had a birthday party yesterday, one of the people at the birthday party said it would be so much fun to go outside and play in the snow.
Oh, dear.
And I thought, okay, you know what? We could probably arrange to push you out on the patio if you'd like that. And she just looked at me and she said, I don't think so.
But it would be fun to see people outside playing in the snow.
Well, and we have walking trails all around the building, and so people are walking all the time. And for residents on that side of the building, they really love, you know, watching, especially people with their dogs walking on the paths. Really love to watch that when that happens.
Well, let's talk about the campus, because I really think it is second to none as far as from a beautiful perspective. It's just so lovely.
It is, and we're coming off of an amazing summer with all of the garden stuff that we had. People are excited. They're already talking about what we're going to do next spring. And so we're really excited about adding some things, doing some things differently that we did this spring. I think that people got involved in ways that they weren't so sure they were going to. Yeah, we have a couple of people who are confined to wheelchairs. And when we were cleaning out the garden at the end of the season, one of the ladies was out in her wheelchair and she was helping put stuff in a bag. And she looked at her lap and she said, I think I'm getting kind of dirty. And then just laughed hilariously for about 3 minutes there. She was so excited to get, you know, be getting her hands dirty and having so much fun, you know, watching everything. And it just was really a sweet moment to be a part of.
And you said something about the number of vegetables that you grew. It was this crazy amount, the number or the various kinds.
Mm-hmm.
What was it?
We had 20 different kinds of vegetables.
And one show I know, I couldn't even name five vegetables.
Yeah.
So you're going to do that again next year.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Okay, and it was called the Garden to Table program.
Yeah, Garden to Table program, and a huge success in so many ways. Got our residents involved in ways that I don't think any of us really expected that there would be that much fun with, you know, with everything that happened. But once our residents started to see plants popping out of the ground, once our residents started to see that they could do anything that they wanted to, they weren't pressured to do anything, but could just go out and have fun with what was out there, made it such a special season for all of us.
And I do think that it's just a great reminder. It's like a metaphor of life, this whole growing season and then the harvest season. And mm-hmm. now, as you said, putting the garden away and
yep.
thinking about next year. It's just beautiful, isn't it?
It is. And again, I think our residents found a way to release so much this summer as we were out in the garden. Every Wednesday we had the garden to table patio session every Wednesday morning. And it was amazing, you know, anywhere from 15 to 20 people out on the patio at the same time, talking about the garden, asking questions about the garden. And I think just so many ways for people to participate. We have one particular resident who couldn't understand why more people weren't outside. And she just loved being on the patio, loved being out in the sun.
It's good for us.
Oh, yeah.
A little bit.
It is. And she loved, you know, she loves tomatoes. And we had the Sun Gold cherry tomatoes. And she thought that was just an extra special treat to be able to eat those fresh off the vine. So it was good. Very good.
Oh, my goodness. And did you do any canning or anything to
nope.
keep it going? Nope. You ate everything fresh.
Yep. Everything was eaten fresh. The tomatoes, the broccoli, the zucchini. They made zucchini bread several times from zucchini. We just had a wonderful variety of everything. And we were able to harvest a dozen pumpkins at the end of the year. And we had 18 acorn squash that we harvested that were served, you know, in the dining room. And people just really loved it because they watched all of this stuff happen mm-hmm. and then got to be able to, you know, eat the labors of their love there mm-hmm. with the garden.
Pretty special.
It was very special.
Yeah. Oh, Gordon, that's so awesome. So as we're heading towards the holiday season, you mentioned Thanksgiving. What does that look like at the care center?
Well, our chief chef the other day was talking about how many turkeys he was purchasing.
Ooh.
Yeah.
So if it's at somebody's house, what is it, half a pound of meat for, I think it is,
yeah.
for per person or something?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I would assume maybe your residents don't eat quite that much.
Not quite that much.
Okay.
But, you know, there'll be fresh turkey, mashed potatoes, gravy. You know, all kinds of good things. One of the things that I really enjoy doing is coming to the care center in the morning of Thanksgiving and just going to every room and greeting every resident, and then staying long enough to see them when they're having lunch and the smiles on their faces. And the fact that we have the real turkeys, I think that's just a sweet, sweet gift. That's just a sweet gift. So they love it.
So how does that work? Do you have them all in the oven at the same time, or do you heat some up? I mean, what is the secret to all that?
They'll start baking turkeys on Monday, get them all off the bone and ready and in pans, and then they'll heat them up on Thanksgiving morning. Everything else will be made that morning, so they'll be in great shape no matter what. Very, very fun.
Gordon, let's talk about Thanksgiving, because it really is such a beautiful, you were talking about the harvest earlier, it's just such a beautiful holiday where it just is about gratefulness, mm-hmm. and there's less, I know for families, there's less running around with, you know, it's not all the holiday gift giving and
right.
all of that. Do you see that reflected in the residents?
We do as a team. We watch how that happens. Thanksgiving is really a fun time because so many of our families come in on Thanksgiving to be with family members. So many who are able to go easily, they'll take them out for a meal somewhere. And so it's good to see those families together and good to watch how the interactions of families. We have several spaces around the building where families can come and have a meal together for those that can't get out. And every year we have several families who take advantage of that. And so it's just a blessing more than anything else to see the smiles on their faces with family members who come in.
And it's just such a grateful season.
It is.
I mean, it's leading into, of course, the crazy holiday season.
Mm-hmm.
But how do you market at the care center from a religious standpoint? Or do you even market as religion?
We incorporate Thanksgiving in every day. We're very thankful for our residents. We're thankful for the opportunities that we have to serve our residents and their families. One of the things that's always been at the forefront of my mind is how thankful our staff are for the different ways that we get to be involved in the lives of our residents. I know that a joyful attitude of gratitude moves mountains in people's lives. There was a study done with 300 adults, and they were tasked to write a letter of gratitude every day for 1 week. And at the end of that week, the people who had written those letters every day, their mental health was off the charts, because the focus gets off of, what...
You and your problems.
Yeah, what's going on in my life is not as important as what, I can do to make the life of another person better. And I think sometimes we get caught up in all the trappings of what's going on in life. And just to be able to be thankful for the people around us, thankful for the different situations that God puts us in as we're going about this life, I think is such an important piece for us. And we can never say thanks too many times. I think it's one of those gifts that often gets left on the pile somewhere, and no time like now to pick it up and run with it.
Gordon, do you see that as people age, we do become more grateful, or have you seen the opposite?
I think there's a little bit of both. I think that people become more cognizant of gratitude when they see all the different things that people do for them. We have several people who are unable to do anything for themselves, and so they're fed, they're everything about them. But one of these people in particular just lights up anytime anybody does anything for her. She just is full of that whole thinking and feeling of gratitude. I bet she tells me thank you at least 5 or 6 times during our conversation, because she so appreciates when anybody does any little thing for her. And I think it makes a difference. It really does. And to be able to thank another person for helping us get through whatever it is that we're struggling with is such a gift to be able to give.
And I know your residents really do rely on each other sometimes for support and to lift them up. What are some of the stories you'd like to share about that?
Well, one of my favorite things, we have a group of people that like to play Uno. And sometimes Uno gets started at 7 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, boy. It's never too early
it's never too early for Uno. But it's fun to watch these people play together. Once in a while it gets a little cranky because somebody feels like they got, maybe cheated on. And the reality is, no, that's not happening. It's just when you're not winning, you don't like that. So, but it's just fun to watch these guys play. Yesterday we had a birthday party for one of our residents, and the room was filled with people enjoying a birthday cake, and the birthday girl herself was just so full of gratitude and just such a dear soul that I think for all of us to see that in our residents is very important.
And inspiring, I would assume.
It is, yeah. And encouraging, because we can take what they've been dealt, and even in some of the tough parts of their lives, they're still able to be grateful for all that they have.
Well, that's what Thanksgiving is supposed to be all about, isn't it?
It is. It's very, very important. Very important.
So you're going to have a great Thanksgiving, it sure sounds like. And if there's somebody listening that is thinking, gosh, you know what, this might be a career field I would be interested in, what can you say about that?
Oh, we love people to come and to check us out. Our phone number is 651-437-6176, and you will be placed at the right person. Our HR director is Mary Wood. And she does a great job getting people on board, and so we're very fortunate again to be able to help people as they come on board.
And I know you're looking for people really in many, many fields.
All across the board. So our culinary, you know, nurses, aides, nurses, you know, our housekeeping department, all these different places, we can always use people.
And is it full-time always?
No, it you know, it can be full-time, part-time. Obviously, full-time is what we hope for, but we're able to work in whatever way we can in order to help get people on board.
And Gordon, I know one of the things that is really a hidden treasure about working at your facility is that you do offer free training to get certified in even in nursing.
Yeah, the nurses aides, a nurses aide program is really something that has come on board. It's a free class and taught right there in the building, and there's opportunities for online stuff as well. So it's really a great place to be and get onboarded as you go throughout the process. So really, really good stuff.
And you don't have to have experience really to even start, right?
No, just we want people who are kind and caring and compassionate, and we
the rest is teachable.
Yeah, the rest is teachable. So yeah,
is it teachable to be kind and compassionate and caring?
I think you got to come with that. You know, you got to come with that kind, compassionate, loving, caring. All those things are important. So important. So. Yeah, good stuff.
It is good stuff. Well, it sure sounds like there are a lot of great things going on. Give those phone numbers again, please.
Our number at the Care Center is 651-437-6176. And if you have questions about the apartments, the independent or assisted living, you can call Anna Amy, who's the housing director there. And her phone number is 651-480-6300.
Fabulous. Happy Thanksgiving to
Happy
you.
Happy Thanksgiving to you
I
as
hope
well.
It's a wonderful time.
Oh, it's going to be.
Be. Kicking off the holiday season.
Yeah, getting it going.
I know. We want to say thank you to Chaplain Gordon Gathright, who is with Hastings Senior Health and Living. And you are listening to another edition of Community in Depth on AM 1460 and FM 97.7 KDWA in Hastings.
Oh Lord, my God, when I in awesome wonder consider all the worlds thy hands have made, I see the stars, I hear the rolling thunder, thy power throughout the universe displayed. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior.